This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yo, therapy.
All of that pain,
all of that pain, once endured.
From a life before, should have had me
really should have had us broken, beaten down.
Takes a real
man to turn it around.
From those struggles,
we cried, but now
made alive.
We turn our mess into a message.
From a life before,
the place we come from,
should have had me broken,
never affect where we end up.
Down. Takes a real man to turn it around.
Real men.
From the struggles I cry,
therapy.
I now made alive. Yo.
Let's start the year with a bang. The last decade went well. Let's continue the plan. Yeah, I was rolling with the robbers and the shutters. Now I'm rolling with the scholars and the students. This ain't a sheen, this is Champions League. This is greatness only, I'm on the winning team. I stopped my education at my GCSE. I started this dedication at the age of 19. Could have picked up a gun when it hit the streets. Instead, I picked up a book and I started to read. While they're busy on the internet, love for the memes, posting quotes that I'll live by. Done your dreams, during the week they act deep. But if you see them on the weekend, lost can't swim, drowning in the deep end. I'm doing real life preparation to die. We lived enough already, now we're aiming for the sky. Allah, I need you now, even more than I needed you then. I'm an adult now, that means I've got less friends. And I'm more alone, and I'm feeling closer to the end. Closer to the grave, but I'm thankful for this way, for this new life. You find more power in a dua than a knife. More justice in a prayer than a fight. More peace in your days and nights. Walk in a straight line, rather than the girl you're just looking for a wife. This is real man business, to survive these real times. Have faith, some of the best men came from the worst crime. Watching the world pass, look how time flies. We grew up with nothing, we were still the cool guys on the state wall making future plans. We was young and ambitious, with the world in our hands. We was living with no fear, living with no care. Confident introverts, big presence everywhere. This is South London, we was SMS. We had to step it up, we was faced with a test. We wasn't the best of men, but we had some clean hearts. We had brotherhood coming from the worst parts. If it all ends today, what can I say? When that time came, we stood up in the mosque and we prayed. And when that month came, we fasted on those long summer days. We played our best hand from a bad card game. Real talk, I'm proud of this journey so far. But I know I can do better, so it's time to go hard. No more Muslim Bilal like it's just a stage name. No more photographs like it's all about fame. This is real life, and this is real submission. I came a long way, now time to use this position. Yeah. Keep going. Therapy. Ready or not, death's gonna come for me. Somebody's son pointing their gun at me, literally. Or is he gonna take me in my sleep? Visit me any day this week, unexpectedly. Catch me without a warning. I started my day off with a prayer this morning. Then I stepped out clean. This life looks glorious, but the pain's unseen. I've been notorious since 1993 in the ghetto. The problem is, they don't know when it's time to let go. I told him, anything that costs you your deen is too expensive. Carrying real trauma from the streets and the trenches. Found my escape, reading these books in a peaceful place. You ever tasted the sweetness of faith?
Could have
went back and built a drug line. Went forward, built an orphanage for the orphans. It's game time, I call this round three. The first round were the streets, the second round was a deen. Young, judgmental and extreme. People are hardly the same as they seem. Last week, should have seen what I seen. Young treasure, got influenced by your influencer. Started TikToking and press stopping, low dropping. Searching for happiness in the wrong places. Causes a rise in the depression cases that we're faced with. Holes in the heart at a younger age. Full of regret, wanna turn the page. Had to experience the trash before you crave the change. The life we rejected yesterday, the only life today that we wanna chase. Faith, sweeter than a mocktail on a summer day. I can see it in their face. They didn't want to taste, replace the pain with the pleasure of pleasing Allah. Faith, the biggest treasure. Alhamdulillah.
All of that pain I once endured.
Faith is the biggest treasure.
For my life before.
All that pain we once endured for my life before.
Should have had me broken.
Really should have had us broken.
Beaten down.
Turn it around.
From the struggles we cry.
Turn that pain to pleasure.
Turn our mess into a message.
All of that pain I once endured.
Everything we cried about before, now we make
life out of.
Making a life out of.
Should have had me broken. Beaten down. Takes a real man to turn it around.
If you never heal from what hurt you,
from those struggles I cry,
then you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. Let that trauma fly away like
let
a bird.
Let it fly away. Let's go.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters, how are you doing? Welcome to the Friday stream live from London. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers and sisters, I am tired. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even going to front you guys. I've been going nonstop since I arrived here on Monday. And man's is tired. But we'll get through it. I can't guarantee it'll be a long stream. But we'll get through it to the best of our abilities. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Plus this cold is getting to me. This cold wet weather's been getting to you, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the stream. Sarah B, another one of our members, salam alaikum, welcome to the stream. Samia, welcome. Rock and Rose, welcome. Hakim Arman, another one of our members, salam alaikum, welcome to the stream. Abdullah One, AB Al Tamimi, welcome. E, welcome. Hector Cruz, another member, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Lala Rukh Im, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imad, welcome. Glad to have you here, my brother. Who else am I missing in the stream? Boom, 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 boom. Who else has popped in that I haven't seen as of yet? Zach YT, salam alaikum. Suhib, salam alaikum. Musawir, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qamar Deen, salam alaikum. Sharif Edin Bubarkri, salam alaikum from France, mashallah. Yeah, I am going to get some sleep after this, brother Musawir. Because man needs some sleep. I've been going end to end. And literally, I just walked back into my flat just now. I was just doing a podcast for Sabz the Don with his Travel Umrah. They're doing their first podcast about the pilgrim experience. And I talked about, you know, my my trips to Umrah and how they made me feel and some pros and cons and some advices. So that, alhamdulillah. That was a very good thing. How's the Hawk? Salaam alaikum. Bin C, everything as well. Zach TV, are you born Muslim? No, I reverted to Islam in 1998. I came to Islam. Virib, salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No, it's very cold where I'm at in Minnesota. It's not the cold that bothers me so much, because as you guys have seen from my stream at home, I am free. Salaamu alaikum. That, you know, sometimes it's negative 17 Celsius, 20 Celsius, negative 35 at night. But here in London, it's like a wet cold. Here in the UK, it's more of a wet, like right above freezing, like 4 or 5 degrees Celsius at max. And then down to like 2 Celsius, and then it's wet. And that cold gets to you a little bit differently. Riazil 32, salamu alaikum Riazil. How you doing, brother? I know we need to have a chat and a conversation when I get back, inshallah. That is the wrap up. Is that man is tired, but I hope you guys are well. Inshallah, ta'ala. Zaki TV YTV. I'm started to stream on YouTube. May Allah bless you and grant you goodness in your streaming ventures. Inshallah, ta'ala. Hold on, I gotta change. It's got me on 144p. I can't even see my own stream. So give me 1 second, brothers and sisters. No, we don't need to go to full screen. Stop it. What are you doing? I'm just trying to, give me 1 second, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to get myself live. Okay, there you go. Just need to hit that live button. And then change my setting to 480. 360, nope. I want to at least be able to see what everybody else is looking at. There we go. How are you guys doing? Hakim, does anyone in the UK have a hard time understanding the US accent? No, not really. Imad, coming from tropical country with hot weather all year round, I seriously don't get you guys in your winter struggles. Like, how's it's a struggle, bro. Trust me, it's a struggle. Hakim, Zaki watching from the Caribbean, man. May Allah bless you guys. And I'd love to be sitting in the Caribbean right now in some nice warm weather. But alhamdulillah, we're here in London. Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah. Meadow, how you doing, bro? I'm all good, man. Man's is tired. Also, you know, I'm not built for travel the way I used to be. You know, I used to travel so frequently pre-COVID. And, you know, my body was somewhat used to it. And not having traveled in so long, and literally this is my third trip since March 2020. So, you know, I'm just not built for it anymore. Man gets tired. Used to being at home. And we've been going for a long time. With your permission, I am looking to get an MGL EU Rocket League team together while Red One against US 3 teams have come in. No worries. Do that, inshallah, Riazo, bro. Do that. May Allah give you ajr. I mean. And then tomorrow, I'm back at it again. Tomorrow is another jam-packed day. Supposed to have a talk tomorrow evening at Masjid Humaira, inshallah ta'ala. Then Sunday is another jam-packed day. Monday is a decently busy day. It's not crazy busy. Tuesday is another hectic day. And then as long as I passed my pre-departure COVID test on Tuesday, I'll be leaving Wednesday bright and early in the morning to head back home. And then on Friday, next Friday, we'll be back in the Streamlabs at home. Inshallah ta'ala, everybody make dua that I pass that pre-departure test. Because if not, your boy is going to be stuck in the UK for at least 5 to 10 days until I pass my test. And that would just be rough. Can we expect to see any content from your trip, inshallah? Probably just the talk tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I will record the talk and I will post it. But I'm not big on vlogging, man. I can't run around the streets with a camera vlogging my stuff, man. It'd be killing me. Normally I would be doing a lot more things as far as filming goes, but I'm also trying my best to limit my exposure and being out and about and everywhere and touching everything and being on every tube and all of that. I'm also trying to be very conscious that I do want to be able to go back to the States. So I don't want to end up catching something I don't need, because you can get the common cold and fail a PCR test. So, yeah, traveling is exhausted. Sabzadan, assalamu alaikum. I was just speaking to you. Sabzadan is the reason why the stream is late today, by the way, brothers and sisters. Normally we start at 4 p.m. EST, 9 p.m. GMT. But I literally had just gotten back in right before we started the stream from doing the filming with subs, and literally got myself something to drink, got the computer on and running, and here we are. And then after this, your boy going to sleep. Your boy is going to sleep. But alhamdulillah, you know, it's always a blessing to be here in London, but it is hectic. You know, I always, because I'm only here for a week, so trying to squeeze in so many things within a week. Literally, I had to turn down more than I took. Bro, you downstairs? Sabs, WhatsApp me, and I'll tell you the flat number, and you can just come up if you can get in the door. Just WhatsApp me and I'll let you get in. Sabs is bringing me some lateral flow tests so I can take them, because I've been feeling a little bit under the weather. So I'm just going to take some lateral flow tests before the talks tomorrow to make sure I don't have anything to go spread it around at the masjid tomorrow. I'll just come down and get them. Chat, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, chat. Everybody just hold it down. I'm going to leave the chat right here. I'm going to go down and pick up these tests from Sabs the Donnie's downstairs in my flats. So literally probably 3-4 minutes. We'll be right back. You guys just hold it down. I'm going to leave you with the Muslim Bilal Nasheed as we go. So I'll be right back, inshallah. Meadow, if you're here, just hold the chat down for me for a second and don't let it get too out of hand. And I'll be right back, inshallah.
Yo. Therapy.
All of that pain,
all of that pain once endured.
From a life before. Should've had me
really
broken,
should've had us broken. Beaten down.
It takes a real man to turn it around. From those struggles we cried. now made alive.
All of that pain,
we turn our mess into a message.
From a life before,
the place we come from
should have been broken,
will never affect where we end up.
Down. Takes a real man to turn it around.
Real men
from the struggles I cry.
Therapy.
I now made alive. Yeah.
It's starting the year with a bang. The last decade went well. Let's continue the plan, yeah. I was rolling with the robbers and the shutters. Now I'm rolling with the scholars and the students. This ain't a sheen, this is Champions League. This is greatness only, I'm on the winning team. I stopped my education at my GCSE. I started this dedication at the age of 19. Could have picked up a gun when it hit the streets. Instead I picked up a book and I started to read. While they're busy on the internet, laughing at memes, posting quotes they don't live by. Done your dreams, during the week they act deep. But if you see them on the weekend, lost can't swim, drowning in the deep end. I'm doing real life preparation to die. We lived enough already, now we're aiming for the sky. Allah, I need you now, even more than I needed you then. I'm an adult now, that means I've got less friends. And I'm more alone, and I'm feeling closer to the end. Closer to the grave, but I'm thankful for this way, for this new life. You find more power in a dua than a knife. More justice in a prayer than a fight. More peace in your days and nights. Walk in a straight line, rather than the girl you're just looking for a wife. This is real man business, to survive these real times. Have faith, some of the best men came from the worst crime. Watching the world pass, look how time flies. We grew up with nothing, we were still the cool guys. On the state wall, making future plans. We was young and ambitious, with the world in our hands. We was living with no fear, living with no care. Confident introverts, big presence everywhere. This is South London, we was SMS. We had to step it up, we was faced with a test. We wasn't the best of men, but we had some clean hearts. We had brotherhood coming from the worst parts. If it all ends today, what can I say? When that time came, we stood up in the mosque and we prayed. And when that month came, we fasted on those long summer days. We played our best hand from a bad card game. Real talk, I'm proud of this journey so far. But I know I can do better, so it's time to go hard. No more Muslim Bilal like it's just a stage name. No more photographs like it's all about fame. This is real life, and this is real submission. I came a long way, now time to use.
Alright guys, we are back, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairin for holding down the chat there, Meadow in Sabs. What a chat. What have I missed? I've not missed anything. Okay, yeah, there we go, alhamdulillah. Love you brothers, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabs, just drop me off some lateral flow tests so I can make sure that before I go to the masjid tomorrow, I'm all good. Don't want to go to the masjid and expose anybody to anything. Hakeem, mashallah, Moonstars, turn the mess into a message. Yep, that one hit me extremely hard. In that line hit me in this nasheed by Muslim Bilal. This track hit me very hard. Is that we turn our mess into a message? This is very beautiful. You know, that's what we're trying to do. That's all we're trying to do. Turn our mess into a message. Nawash Mirza, assalamu alaikum. Muhammad Daniel Show, assalamu alaikum. Who is now a member of our MGL Discord management team, mashallah, who is now a member of our Discord management team, mashallah ta'ala. And the only reason I'm gonna do this is because I've been feeling a bit down since last night. I've been feeling a bit, you know, I was standing outside in the cold and wet all day on Tuesday filming, as I said at the beginning of the stream. And you know, I could be just, you know, just a little down from that. I could be getting a normal cold that still does exist, but since I'm going to be out and about for the next few days and I have an event at the masjid tomorrow, then I'm going to make sure that I do one of these tests and make sure I'm all good to go before tomorrow, inshallah. Now I just got to do a little Googling and figure out how you take these things. But I'm sure a little internet search will teach me how to do that. So we're here for a few more days. I'm looking very much forward to getting back into the stream lab on next Friday, inshallah, and doing some hot drop. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do a hot drop today. I'm not going to be doing it long enough. And plus, I don't want to test the limits. My stream has gone off very well. I don't want to test the limits of the internet here. Sound like a meadow. Yeah, my COVID started off with body aches and nausea, so watch out for that. Yeah, I do have some body aches as well. That's the thing, is I have a headache. I have body aches. I have a bit of a sore throat. So we're going to see. We'll test it out, inshallah. But, you know, on Warzone right now, they have... On Warzone, they have Rebirth duos, trios, and quads. For the first time, they have the entire playlist on Rebirth. And so, of course, it has to be when I'm here. But next time, inshallah. I hope you guys have all been well. Bidnillahi ta'ala. Tomorrow, the talk, I will be recording it, as I said. Inshallah, as long as I pass this this COVID test and no issues, then I will be recording the talk tomorrow. Inshallah, subs. May Allah bless you for bringing these to me, bro. Just make sure we keep ourselves safe here. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Take care of yourself, my brother. Tomorrow, the talk is going to be about calamities. And it's going to be about, you know, the calamities that happen to us and how we are supposed to deal with them. Deal with trials, deal with tests, deal with hardships, deal with... calamities. So you know, we will be talking about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. As long as I'm gonna take a test tonight, and then if it's negative, then I'll also take another one tomorrow. I just gotta Google how to take the how to take this thing, but because I've never taken the lateral flow, the self COVID test. I've never ever taken one, so I gotta look it up and see how it goes. Ibn Mo, salam alaikum. We do that ASPM coming off and it started with the same symptoms. Yeah. I do also know that these things really can't distinguish between different types of colds. That thing I do know. Because COVID SARS-V2, whatever it's called, is in the same family as influenza, is in the same family of the common cold and stuff like that. Nah, bro, Abed, there's not a manual in this box. I think Sabs took the manual out, so I'll just do a little Google search, man. Of course, there's gonna be something. There's gonna be one in the Google search. There are instructions in that box with pictures. There's no instructions, man. Nah, they're not. They're not in here. But alhamdulillah, I have three tests in here. But there's no instructions. Yeah, no. There's just swabs in the test. The instructions are gone. I'll figure it out. I'm sure, the instructions online. There's always gonna be. There's. I had to check news and news channels on YouTube. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'll look on YouTube and figure out how to take this thing. And if I test positive, I'll let you guys know. If I test positive, then the rest of the schedule is gonna be looking shut down. Sheesh. Inshallah, I'll be fine. Yeah, Ibn Mo, no worries. I'm not really worried about getting it and getting seriously ill, because you know, I'm a healthy, somewhat healthy individual. I take care of myself. You know, my immune system has been tested by traveling around the world for so long. But the point is, you know, the biggest thing for me is not being able to go back home. That would be the biggest problem, is to be stuck here for an extra time. That's why I want to do this test now, so that I know that if I am positive, I can self-isolate until it's time to go back home. But also, I don't want to go. This is, you know, this is something me and Subs were talking about this on the way over here. 8-bit, salam alaikum, bro. How you doing? Feared Afghan, salam alaikum. See you in Humaira tomorrow, inshallah. Is that, you know, it's a common, you know, logic that if you're sick, that you don't go out and spread it to other people. It doesn't matter if it's COVID, if it's the flu, if it's the cold. You know, that's one thing that I am grateful that this pandemic has brought about. The awareness of people that, look, if you're sick, you might be all right and you might get through it. Just don't go out and, you know, and spread it to other people. Because, you know, let's just say I have the flu, regular flu. Forget about COVID. If I have regular flu and I would go to the masjid tomorrow, shake everybody's hands, hug everybody, the majority of people I come in contact with might be okay, but then they might pass that on to somebody else who's immune compromised or has comorbidities, and, you know, they could end up in the hospital or die from it. So if you're sick, just stay home. It's this common common logic that you know, people didn't do because of the rat race of life. You know, people are sick, they go to work anyway. People are sick, they go out anyway. You know, so I am going to take this test, and if I'm negative, we'll play it again. I'll take another one tomorrow, and if I'm negative with that one, then I'll go to the event, and alhamdulillah, everything will be all good. But if I test positive, then I will be staying right here. We'll probably be having some more streams if I test positive, because I'm going to be stuck right here in this flat until Tuesday. So, alhamdulillah, that's just what we're going to play. Common sense. Common sense has become far too common these days. They went a little too far with the common sense and the rules and regulations around this, and I'm not getting into all of that. But it's always common sense that even after this, whatever the next thing is after this, you know, just have common sense. If you're sick, you just don't go out and give it to other people. I've never really understood that, you know. I've never really understood that. If I get sick, if I got the flu or if I got a cold, I've always been a person to just stay at home until you get over it. And, you know, that's just the way it should be. some businesses don't care. Yeah, now it's changed. Big businesses that do care now, that's why they've had all these rules. But you see, even with now, they've even changed the rules that if you test positive, you only have to quarantine for 5 days if you don't have any symptoms. If you don't have any symptoms, quarantine for 5 days and go back to work. So, of course, you know, they're realizing the calamities that they have now with in capitalistic societies where they need the working class to be at work. Inshallah, I'll be okay, brother. Inshallah. Abu Farouk, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, bro. How you doing? Another one of our members. May Allah bless you, my brother. Since some people have politicized COVID, they make it part of their personality to ignore it and spread it on purpose. Yeah, they just ignore it. Like, there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. there always has to be a balance. You know, that if you test positive for COVID or you test positive for influenza or you have a cold, you know, you're sick. Common sense is, I don't care what you believe about the politicization of COVID and the pandemic. I believe that a lot of it is politics. But at the end of the day, common sense is you don't go anywhere when you're sick. You just don't. You just get better. You don't go. Like if I had an elderly parent who is old and their immune system doesn't work like it used to, or they have compromised immune, it's just common sense. You don't go try to get people sick. You don't go try to get other people sick. It's just sense. So we'll be taking this right after the stream. I'll look it up on Google how to take this, inshallah ta'ala. Because I know there's some process and step you have to go to take it. So I'll take it and then we'll see what it turns out. And like I said, if I'm positive, we'll be doing a lot more streaming most likely because your boy gonna be right here. Where am I streaming live from? I am in London. We are live in London right now. excited for tomorrow, A1 bands. Yeah, me too, bro. I really hope that you know, tomorrow everything's going to be okay and I'll be able to do the talk and the lecture. But you know, this is one of those situations where we live in a very different world today. So if I test positive or I feel if I feel much worse tomorrow, then we'll play that by ear. Mashallah, may Allah reward your efforts, brother. You should make dua for me as you learn salah. May Allah make it easy for you. Green Street Live and Direct. Well, if you test positive, guessing the talk is canceled, Musawwar. Yes, if I test positive, I'm not going anywhere until I leave the country. If I were to test positive today, I would not leave my flat until it's time to leave the country and make sure that I do not fail my test to get back home, because that is extremely important that I get back home. you can even hear it in my throat. I got something going on. yes, sir. Treat yourself
membership as a flu, protect received. Others by protecting YouTube you away from them. Yes. Money acquired.
MashaAllah, I am free. Welcome to the Winners Club Tier 1 for becoming. Thank you very much for becoming a member for the YouTube channel. And may Allah bless you, grant you good in this life and the next. And I promise you guys, in 2022, we are going to have some banging members only content for you guys. Stuff that is, you know, a way of appreciation for those of you who are members and have shown membership and shown support to what we're trying to accomplish over here. May Allah make it negative. Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah, 100%. So we'll see. We'll see how it is. Like I said, you know, I feel a little bit down. So I'm going to do the smart thing. I've been feeling sick since this morning, since I woke up. So I'm going to do the smart thing. And I'm going to take one of these COVID tests. I have some raw vitamin C. I've been taking raw vitamin C gel that I've been taking and some black seed. I also have some zinc. Some vitamin D. I have a whole bunch of stuff to keep the immune system running. So I'm not worried about getting sick. That's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm not worried about getting sick. The two things I would worry about if I catch a cold right now, especially away from home, is number one, failing the test to go back to the States, and number two, going to the masjid and passing it around tomorrow, because it would just be disrespectful, especially in this era of fear around COVID that we live in. We have to also, as Muslims, have common sense about, you know, the opinions of others. You know, like there's going to be a lot of people. You know, if I were to say I tested positive before I go to the talk tomorrow, there would be a great amount of people who would not want me to come. You know, like they would feel very disrespected if I came to the masjid anyway after testing positive for COVID, especially if they got sick or somebody in their family got sick. You just would not do that. It's having common sense around people's fears as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Hakim, was it hard to learn to read the Quran in Arabic? I wouldn't say it was hard. It just took some dedication. COVID sore throat is the worst I ever had. Yeah, I got a little bit of a sore throat. Also, Yusha also got to say, if you can't taste like it's a serious downgrade or a gift, we take for granted, unfortunately. Yeah. I've heard that with COVID that you can't taste. I had it back in April 2020, I believe it was. So I've had COVID before. I'm not too terribly worried. We'll just have to take a test to make sure. Can anything be done regarding membership not being available in my region, Imad? Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, that's completely upon YouTube, well, aka Google, on Google about memberships not being available in certain locations. I know they have been rolling out memberships in more locations. But I don't know what the reason why they don't have membership available in some locations, but that's not something I have the ability to do. Eve Inzo, what's up? How you doing, man? What's up? Just chilling in London with the chatting and chilling live stream. Usually on Fridays we play Warzone. It's Hot Drop Fridays, but we're not going to play Warzone for two reasons. Number one, I'm exhausted and not feeling 100%. And number two, I'm on Wi-Fi at the flats that I'm renting out for the week, and it's been doing the stream beautifully, but I don't want to push it and try to jump on gaming and then the whole stream go down, especially when I'm feeling well. sore throat, but trying to be an infection negative from COVID. Mashallah. Pondering soul, assalamu alaikum. Yusuf Ponder, assalamu alaikum. How you doing, my brother? Hopefully I'll get a chance to pop out by Sapien Institute, inshallah ta'ala, before I get out of here. But it's really on the complete other side of London, so there might even be a chance on Tuesday, because Tuesday I will be out in West, and Circular is a little bit closer to West than where I'm at right now. So we'll see. We'll play it by ear. The lag would have been atrocious on Warzone. It's actually not too bad. Actually, I jumped in. I played some Warzone last night when I got in, just because I saw the new places playlist had updated, and I want to see if, you know, how the ping would look. I actually only had a 20 ping on the EU servers. So the internet is very good for gaming on its own. The internet is very good for streaming on its own. I just have not tried gaming and streaming on this Wi-Fi, and I don't know. I don't know how well that would go over. But I was actually on a 27 ping, but I actually got put into some super sweaty lobbies, and it didn't go too crazy. The lag, Waqasalam. Yeah, may Allah bless you, Yusuf Ponders. I'll try to get out to you guys, inshallah. We'll hope so. Hope so on this trip. Bidnillahi ta'ala. It's thunder. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, akhi al habib. How are you? Assalamu alaikum from UK, MK. Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing? When am I going back? On Wednesday, inshallah. As long as I don't fail any COVID test beforehand, then I'm able to go back on Wednesday. That is my flight. It's bright and early. Wednesday morning. What's my favorite spot in London? My favorite spot in London is... It's hard to say. It's hard to say what my favorite spot is in London. There's a lot about London that I do like. And there's a lot about London I don't like. I don't like big cities, first and foremost. So that one, number one, would knock London off my favorite places to visit list, because I hate big cities. They drive me absolutely madness. But you know, my favorite spots in London are... I like East London a lot, simply because there's a huge concentration of Muslims in East London. And if you're a traveler and a visitor, there's halal food everywhere. There's East London Masjid is right here. I stay literally, East London Masjid is a 5-minute walk from my flat, so I'm able to do all of that. So I really feel comfortable on this side, and I know this area around. I know my way around London through the tubes and things of that nature. I saw my grandma watching an interview with you in Arabic. Mashallah, Hakim Arman, may Allah bless your grandmother. grant her Jannah, inshallah. Apologies if this is a hot take. Do you reckon the fear of COVID can possibly lead to being victimized by waswas if you get too careful about it? If you're too careful about anything, you can develop OCD. You can develop OCD about anything. And COVID has created a lot of OCDs or has brought out a lot of OCD tendencies in people. And that's not good for you. That's not good for you. To be too worried about anything is not good for you. Because we're supposed to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we're supposed to tie our camel, but we also put our trust in Allah. You tie your camel, then you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm good, alhamdulillah, it's thunder. Abu Farooq, yeah, man. Asking me my private medical information. Haram. No, big up pondering. So yeah, lot of root, mashallah. I was wondering if this membership only video is something. What is it? How would it go? I'll discuss the membership only benefits that I'm planning to introduce when I get back to the States, inshallah. When I get back to the States and I'm safely back at home and safely back in my stream lab, inshallah. We don't discuss the visa. Yeah, bringing up that key. If you keep talking about that over and over again on stream, the algorithm is going to pick it up and flag it to be reviewed. And who knows what could happen. It's crazy town these days. Censorship is real. Censorship is real. Imad Hisham, big up East London. 100% big up East London with the mandem. We'd like to hear you speaking Arabic, please. Salam Yusha, just drove through thick fog. Any tips for driving in fog? Drive slow, bro, and look right in front of you. Look right in front of you. You can't see very many things in the fog. And don't have on your headlights in high beams, I mean. You know, have on headlights on low. And if you have fog lights, turn them on. If you have fog lights, turn them on. Assalamu alaikum, brother. You still training in martial arts? I still do train time to time. Yes, I still train on my own. It's not like I do any official martial arts training anymore, but I do train. Assalamu alaikum, funny Hattie. 1, 2, 3. May Allah bless you. No, don't do that, feared Afghan. Don't drive really fast. Don't do that. Assalamu alaikum from Indonesia, Ryan J. MashaAllah. What do you look for when you're recruiting people for MGL, especially content creation? Hakim Arman, when we look for content creators, what I'm looking for is, number one, they can keep it in within the guidelines of MGL, such as halal content. That you're creating halal, family-friendly, PG, or even G-rated content. I'm looking for quality. Not that your stream has to be the most quality stream now, but I want to be able to see that there is a potential that with some guidance, you could make a high quality content, whether that is high quality recorded content or high quality streams that you're engaging, that, you know, because the whole goal of MGL is to provide quality content creators to be a source of halal entertainment for Muslims. A source of halal entertainment. So it needs to be halal. It needs to be keeping it, you know, within the rules. And it should be entertaining, you know, something. And if I see somebody, like we're looking right now, we have people looking for content creators. If I see somebody that has potential, but they're not there yet, then what we're going to do is work on a path in 2022. These are some things like 2021, all about MGL was me learning. All the first year of MGL was me learning how to do my own streams, learning how this whole Discord thing works, learning how to structure things, learning what was needed, what was not needed, how to create a structure. And now in 2022, inshallah, we are going to be creating that structure within MGL that is going to allow us to grow into an organizational format, bismillah ta'ala. So if there are some people who I see have potential to be a content creator, but they're just not there yet, then we're going to work on a path on how we can help them improve, inshallah. As well as I'm going to be creating a list of videos for tips and guidance for people who want to become content creators, whether that's recorded format content or live stream content, whether it be on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook gaming, whatever it is. I'm going to start working on a series of videos for that, inshallah ta'ala. So anybody that's interested in being a content creator can watch these sets of videos and learn how to do it from the most basic format, like the most basic stream setup or the most basic way to record your gameplay, whether it be off your PC or your PS4, and then get it edited and get it uploaded. So we're going to, or whether it's an intermediate or advanced type of stream or advanced type of of recorded format. So we're going to be working on that, inshallah ta'ala, that series of videos, and there'll be an entire playlist I'll create for that on the channel for people who are interested in becoming a content creator, inshallah ta'ala. Hope you're okay. One day you can go to Indonesia with, inshallah ta'ala. I would love to, inshallah. Elchin, I'm good, alhamdulillah. Do you plan to do any dawah training videos? I don't know. We'll see, inshallah ta'ala. There's so many things that I,
Captain,
do want to create.
We are being hailed by Super Chat.
MashaAllah, Hakim Arman with the 499 Super Chat. May Allah bless you. SubhanAllah, I was going to ask about videos like that. Yes, there's many things that I'm going to be working on as far as content creation for MGL with a specific mind frame. So the whole point of the channel is that there's different, it's kind of like a one-stop shop at the moment. And if it grows too much, then we might separate the content into different channels. But right now, I want to try to keep it everywhere so you guys know where to come and find it. So you'll have the Islamic reminders, whether they're just straight up reminders or they come off the stream. You're going to have the car content videos that are going to keep coming. Right now, it's just very cold. There's going to be the podcast content. There's going to be the MGL content, whether that's gaming clips. And then another thing I plan to add, inshallah, is tutorials, tutorial content. So there'll be a tutorial section we'll put on the channel so that it's tutorials on how to get set up as a content creator if you want to become a content creator for MGL, or you just want to become a content creator. You want to know how to put your own content out there. So we'll see, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum, Farel. I hope you're doing well. Just want to ask, tomorrow's talk is still going on as well as the MGL meetup. At last, I said so. Somewhere MGL, what should I link up first? But I haven't heard anything from the channel. The goal is tomorrow, if the talk goes off, if I don't, you know, if I don't have any issues tomorrow, I don't fail any of these COVID tests or anything like that, then after the talk, the goal is to have a get together and a meal with some of the MGO bros. So if you want to go out with us tomorrow, then be at Masjid Humaira at 7:30 p.m. for Isha, and then after Isha we'll have the talk, and then we're going to go out afterwards, inshallah. Again, that's all play it by ear. I will announce it tomorrow on my Twitter and on my Instagram if for some reason that falls apart, or I wake up feeling like absolute trash in the morning, or even if I pass one of these tests tonight, I'm going to take another one tomorrow just to make sure, inshallah. That would be awesome, brother. You could make some videos about how to give da'wah. My work is mainly with non-Muslims, and I'll see about doing that, inshallah. There's a lot of content that we want to make. It's just you have to find the time and the right direction. And when it comes to content creation right now, I'm pretty much a one-man show. So all the filming, all the editing, all the background designs, all
membership
of that
received, is YouTube money acquired.
MashaAllah, Fiat Afghan, for joining the Winners Club Tier 1. We are getting very close to having a Hot Drop Friday, Throwback Thursday stream, bidnillahi ta'ala. Very soon, once we reach 100 members, we will start doing Throwback Thursdays and playing some old school games as well as some old school zombies maps. As I was saying, I do all the filming, I do all the editing. Everything is a one-man show except for the thumbnails. Lately, you'll see the thumbnails have been very good because I found somebody that's doing thumbnails. So for right now, it's everything is on me. And I also want to start doing some TikTok reminders, mental health reminders, because we have the Yusha Evans coaching that is becoming very, very busy. So we have a lot of different directions that I'm trying to go, but I'm also trying not to overwhelm myself and put too many things on the plate that I don't get them done well, because I'm a type of person who I don't want to put anything more on my plate than I'm able to do with quality. For me, it's quality over quantity, always, always quality over quantity. So the goal is to be able to do things with quality. And as long as the quality can stay where it is, then we will increase the quantity. That is how I operate. As long as the quality can stay where it is, then we can increase the quantity, inshallah ta'ala. Because that's what we want to give to you guys, is to be able to produce quality, halal, family-friendly, entertainment content, reminders, streams, videos, gaming, cars, mental health, and tackle everything, inshallah ta'ala. But always to try to do it with the best quality, and to do it with ihsan, as the Prophet ﷺ said, to do things with ihsan. Hakeem, let's get to 100 members for transit. Yes, inshallah ta'ala. Once we get 100, we will be there. I don't know where we're at right now because I don't want to pull it up and check
Captain,
right here.
We are being hailed by Super Chat.
I wish there was a better way, and this is one thing that I hope YouTube Gaming does increase their back end now with all these big streamers coming over to YouTube. Because I'd like to be able to see a member ticker, how many members we have, but it does not add together, so I have to update you guys on the regular. Before I'll make sure I do that now before stream. I'll check the memberships and let you guys know where we're at, inshallah. May Allah bless you, Musawwir, just for your intentions, bidnillahi ta'ala, bro. Fear the Afghan, may Allah bless you for becoming a member. Abdullah One, the quality is always really good, mashallah. That's the goal, is to give you guys quality. I want you to see as much quality from our MGL content creators as if you were to go to Twitch or you were to go to YouTube and look at any other streamer or any other content creator, you know, that is high level at what they do. I want you to see the same here. Because just because we're doing Muslim streams to other Muslims, I don't think we should sacrifice quality, sacrifice production, sacrifice content just for the sake of doing it. I want to make sure that one thing you guys always know is that there's always going to be quality content, whatever we do and whatever we put out, inshallah ta'ala. Ooh, the struggle is real. All right, we've been 45 minutes. I'm going to start wrapping it up, guys, simply because I don't want to, if something happens and I'm not feeling well, I don't want to overdo my throat and then, not even be able to talk tomorrow. So that's why we're going to wrap it up early tonight, inshallah. What is your view on the removing the dislike button? I'm not really bothered one way or the other, you know what I mean? Because I don't really judge a video based on its dislikes and likes and things of that nature. So I don't know. If they removed it, they removed it, or they didn't, they didn't. I know they did remove it now. You know, it is what it is. Because you have some people that come and just dislike videos just for the sake of doing it, just because they don't like the individual or whatever. So, you know, I think it's also been used as a bullying tactic, and that's kind of why YouTube took it down. So I have no issue with them taking it down. I also have no issue with them leaving it up. Because I'm not really bothered one way or the other. Ajarmiya, why are you in London? We were doing some filming for a charity. We'll actually be doing some more filming for charity throughout the rest of my trip being here. I'm trying to get all the filming that I need to have done for the next 6 to 8 months done. Because normally I come back and forth a couple times a year for a charity that I partner with. But that's back when traveling was much easier. And now, you know, that traveling is so difficult, and I'm literally like, now, let's say I fail this COVID test, I'm stuck here and I couldn't get back home. I don't want to take that chance anymore. So this will be the last trip that I take until overseas, until all these COVID regulations are dropped, meaning that these tests to come in and out of countries are dropped, because it's always a risk when I go anywhere that I can get stuck there. And that's unfortunate. And nobody wants to be sick away from home, away from your family, away from my wife and kids. No, nobody wants to be sick like that. I'd be a big old baby when I'm sick, and I'd be here all by myself laying on the couch, struggling. When men get sick, the man flu, man, we dead. Khairan, inshallah. The new round base map sucks in my opinion. Vanguard was a waste of money. Did they put the round base map in? Is that round base map released now? Shinonuma, I'll have to give it a check it out. I doubt it's going to be any good because Vanguard itself has been a struggle. It's been rough in and all of itself. Yeah, the man flu really is like that. When men get sick like that, we go all the way down, bro. I'll check it out. I'll look at it later, inshallah. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Now, like I said, if I fail this, I will be quarantining for the rest of my trip, and we'll be doing some more streams. If I don't fail it, then tomorrow, inshallah, and I'm fine tomorrow, then we will have the talk tomorrow at Masjid Humaira, and then we will have the regular stream on Monday. On Monday, we'll have our regular stream, which is at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. GMT or 7 p.m. UK time, unless I'm out and something keeps me from getting back here. But that's the goal in the evening. When I get back into my flat, we will be having a stream on Monday, bismillah ta'ala. But I'll keep you guys posted on whether or not I pass. If I fail this, everybody will know because we'll have to cancel everything. All right, guys. As always, I love you for the sake of Allah. Forgive me for the stream being a bit short today. Normally, we like to do 2-3 hours on Fridays, as you know. But I don't want to push my throat. As you guys can feel, I'm just a little bit little bit under it today, so I'm gonna go ahead and take this and make sure that I am all good, and don't want to kill my throat in case I don't have it. I want to be able to at least speak tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, because I've been doing a lot of talking on these videos and recordings, so my throat's just been put to the test. All right, as always, I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant you peace in your hearts. May Allah grant you peace in your homes. May Allah grant you peace in your minds. May Allah grant you peace in your souls. At the end of the day, that's all we want is peace. And we're turning our mess into a message. And I'll see you guys on Monday, bi'nillahi ta'ala. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow you might not ever see it. Today is the only day that you do have. So take advantage of today and make this the best day that you can. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.